If you follow the markets, you might have noticed that the price of oil went through the roof yesterday. That was due to jitters over the end of all oil exports from Iran. That's what the Trump administration is aiming for, anyway. To get there, it's now shutting down a program that had allowed countries to continue importing Iranian oil, despite U.S. sanctions. Still getting oil from Iran through that waiver program? India, Japan, South Korea, Turkey, and China. Their waivers expire on May 2nd, in 9 days. We talked about this on the show yesterday. Today, we want to get to the question, how much oil do those countries actually get from Iran? And how do we track the ships that carry that oil?
Yeah, every vessel needs to be outfitted with an AIS, Automatic Identification System transponder.
Samir Madani is co-founder of TankerTrackers.com, based in Stockholm, Sweden. His company collects signals from transponders onboard oil tankers, plus GPS data and satellite images, all of which makes it possible to follow ships full of oil from Iran to the countries that buy it.
Well, the top importer for pretty much most countries is China.
Right.
The largest proportion goes to China from Iran. After them comes India, South Korea, Turkey, and Japan, or Japan and Turkey, rather, in that order.
So I have to believe, Samir, that these countries must have seen this coming, the end of the waivers. Has that affected the amount of oil shipped from Iran in recent weeks? What have you seen?
A very big rush in March because of the fact that this window is about to close. A lot of oil was moved, and we have tracked 1.9 million barrels.
So yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the loss of Iranian oil will just be offset by other oil-producing countries. Is it really that simple? And do these countries have the capacity to replace the oil lost from Iran?
They do, but it might be a bit of a stretch to say that it's going to go all the way to zero. So right now, we don't think that it will go to zero. We think it could go down to, for instance, 1 million barrels per day. And if need be, it could all be going to China at the end of the day. And China, which will not be using any of the U.S. banking systems and will have some other setup in place for Iran, may continue just importing Iranian oil at a better rate.
Iran will still be exporting 1 million barrels a day?
They could do that, yeah. Mm. They could do that. China has a very big appetite.
So, I mean, how hurt will Iran be at the end of all this?
I can't imagine that they'll be particularly crippled to the extent that the State Department has been conveying message of like, okay, they're going to bring it down to zero and then they're going to have to come to the negotiating table. I don't think that's likely if China keeps giving them this lifeline.
So you watch oil shipments in real time, Samir. You'll know whether Iran is still exporting oil after May 2nd and whether China thumbs its nose and continues to import Iranian oil. What do you think is going to happen? What do you expect?
I'm curious to see as well, but I do believe that we'll still see shipments, even if they don't have a destination initially. It may take weeks before we can actually say, okay, half a million to a million barrels is going here or there. But yeah, our biggest educated guess right now would be a continuation to China and possible escalation even.
So you'll see the oil leaving Iran, but you won't know exactly where it goes until it gets there, correct?
If they continue to leave their transponders off, it might be that they work out something with China and China works it out with the U.S. and then all of a sudden they're still pinging.
Samir Madani, the co-founder of TankerTrackers.com, on the line from Stockholm. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.